The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. I hope you're staying safe and healthy. I'm a big fan of emergency and airborne. I mix them together, and I actually have a glass of that every day. Gives me a huge amount of vitamin C as well as zinc. So those things are really cool. And then I, of course, beef up my vitamin D, and I've been staying, knock on wood, healthy. So there you go. So I'm going to go right to the callers. By the way this program works is that you call into my radio program with one specific question. So a question about moving or career or love or maybe even asking about a specific person or dealing with a specific issue. This is the program that you call up and ask that question. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the, and by the way, I do my best to take the calls as they come in. So I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
My name is Adrienne.
Hi, Adrienne. What's your question for me today?
My daughter's 19, living at home, going to college and working part-time. She's always been very communicative, and her behavior has changed recently. I know she's a teenager. She's out late at night a lot. But my question is she with her boyfriend? Is it serious? Should I be concerned? She has cut off almost all communication with her dad and I.
So here's the thing. This is saying that you're the grown-up here, that you're the wise person here, okay? There is a fella that has caught her eye, and or she's hanging with a group of people that she feels it's cool not to talk to her parents for whatever reason. What you can do is that you've always had the ability to draw her out. I'm going to have you take on a different way of doing that. So you send her a text and just say, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk a lot lately. You know that I love you and that I'm absolutely sure that you'll always make the right choices and do the best thing. That's the text I would send her. Now, what that's going to do is she's going, where in the heck did that come from? That just came out of the blue from my mom, right? Well, it's going to tap into is her spiritually aligned commitment to you and her dad, all right? But especially to you because you're the one calling me. So that would be my suggestion is to send her a text and saying, we haven't had a lot of chance to talk lately. Sounds to me like you're going through a busy time, but I know you'll always make the best decisions and always do the right thing. Love, Mom. That's probably even better. But you'll know what you know the message I'm trying to get you to send, all right? So that's the message you send. Now, then you wait, okay? So it might be a little more of, I don't know if pizza's the favorite thing, might be a little bit more of treating her to some of the things you know she loves, right? And that it's this is temporary. So if the question is, oh my God, is she going to keep doing this from now on? The answer to that's no. What it's saying here is that I think she's fallen for a fella. I think that this kid is ultimately not going to be healthy for her. And I think that mm-hmm. it's going to run its course here within the next 4 to 8 weeks. So all mm-hmm. you need to do is keep affirming that she's going to always do the right thing. All right. Now, the other thing I would recommend is reward the behavior you like. Ignore, absolutely ignore the behavior you don't like.
I see.
Okay. So if she steps up and takes the trash out, for example, say, you know what, I'm so happy I can count on you to take the trash and the recycling out. That means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because the more that you do that, what's going to happen is that she's going to realize who her foundation is, where the base of her love comes from. That comes from you and her dad.
Okay.
So that's what I would recommend that you do, and that it's saying here that that relationship, she figures out that the guy really isn't all that in a bag of chips, and you kind of wading through this phase or this puppy love thing going on here is the best thing you can do, but you keep reaffirming that you're always here for her. Right? So if you see a pair of socks, for example, when you're shopping at Target, and you say, I bought these for you because I thought you'd think they were cute, right? It's like, but little things, just little things, not anything big. You're not bribing her, right? But it may be that you throw on a movie around the time that she's normally home that you know you both enjoy together and just watch it. So just being with her and knowing that when she's ready, she'll share with you. But you have to let her kind of skin her knees here. I don't see her getting involved in drugs. I don't see anything like that. What I am getting, that there's a – yeah, I know, right? There's a fella here, though, that has her attention. And that's the fella that she's got to learn is not healthy for her.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here, another person from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello, this is Serena.
Oh, hi, Serena. What's your question for me?
Hi, so my question is regarding love. I just wanted to know, what do I need to know about this new potential partner / person that I'm talking to?
So this guy that you're talking to does not ever want to feel like he's in any kind of trap situation. All right. So the red flag that I'm getting about this fella is that he's somebody that is not going to reveal a lot about himself right away. And what mm-hmm. it feels like you're not being told the truth right off the bat.
Okay.
So all you do is you put this one on the back burner. Do not give him all of your attention because basically he hasn't earned it yet. All right, so I would take the big step back and wait and see what he does. Because what I'm getting here is that your own intuition is questioning him. That's the first card mm-hmm. in your reading. The next card's talking about a guy that doesn't want to be in a trap situation and may have stepped over the line legally in some way. So he may be running with the wrong group of people, and that's the last mm-hmm. kind of guy you want to get involved in. Then there's a disruption here. See, here's the thing. You want to be in a relationship where it can be all in and you can develop a partnership moving forward. I don't think this uh-huh. one is that guy.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that put this one on the back burner, be his friend. But big red flag is if he asks you for any money, if he's cagey about seeing you in person in a public place, then that would be a big red flag.
Okay, then.
All right, girl. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to the 519 area code. Hello, 519. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name's Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
Romantically, is the person that I'm dating right now, is it worthwhile continuing, or is it just an interim relationship?
So the person here is kind of, I don't know if this is person coming up as you or if it's the guy or this other person. But here's the thing. I'm going to go in slightly a different direction with you just because the way this is coming up. Jennifer, first of all, I love your voice. It's got a lot of confidence. It's got a lot of directness. Your voice is the voice of reason, okay? I'm starting with that.
Thank you.
Second thing I want to tell you is I'm tired of you taking care of things for everybody. Okay? So that's the next big vibe I'm picking up with you. So here's the interesting thing. This other person has been through a lot of pain, all right? And I don't want you to be responsible for healing them.
Okay,
now,
sense.
Again, almost like I was telling Karina on the last call, it's important that you make more friends, right? So if the friendship, if you can kind of hold your horses and make the friendship a little slower, then there might be some potential here. But this is not one of those fast and furious relationships where you look across the room and the angels sing and the harps play and the trumpets blare and it's, oh, my God, you're the one. This is a slow burn. So there's a lot of mistrust on the other person's side. And the reason why I'm saying that is that the very first card in your reading is this card about burning away the bullcrap to get to what's most important. So the question I would ask this person is, what is the most important thing to you right now?
Okay.
If they say a love relationship, then they're not the right person.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because here's the thing, is that the most important thing in anybody's life is filling themselves up to a point of overflow, right? So you self-care yourself to a point of being the best at something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting
here
is that there's a desperateness about this other person that is almost looking to hook in on someone strong like you.
That's
why I want you to take a big step back and go, you know, I can always use more friendships. And with me, it's going to be a very slow courtship. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that makes
now,
sense. Well,
I want to tell you.
It kind of has been slow, so yeah.
Good. All right, good. But the thing is that there's two cards here that give me red flags. The first is I really, really want to be with somebody. That's the first vibration, all right? You're basically tired of being alone is what that's saying. But the other person here has been through kind of their own ringer and not really ready to commit right now. So I would make this a not necessarily open relationship, but I would make it so that you're still keeping your options open as far as dating other people. And here's my rule. As long as you're not having sex with anybody, as long as there's no poking go along, you can date as many people as you want.
Okay, that's exactly what, you know, thanks for confirming that. That's awesome.
All right, Jennifer, thanks for the call. See ya.
Take care, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I got somebody here from hold on, let me get my thing going here. Got somebody here from crap. Okay, I hung up on someone from the 551 area code by mistake. You call back in and I'll get you right back on the air. Sorry, I'm so quick at doing this that sometimes I mess up. All right, I'm going to go to the 310 area code. Hello, 310, who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Vince.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Vince.
Vince, you're speaking very softly, and I'm basically screaming in the phone to get you to talk louder. So could you adjust your phone a little bit so I can hear you better?
Yeah, is that better?
Oh, that's much better. So what's your question for me, Vince?
Okay, my question is, I've been at this one job for over two years now.
I'm very proud of you because that's difficult for you.
Yeah, well, there's a little problem here. 2 days ago, on August 10th, I turned 61, celebrated my birthday. The following day, there was an issue with a key and one a female supervisor. Long story short, I'm under suspension pending investigation. So I'm wondering if they're going to terminate me or if they're going to bring me back with a last chance letter to the union
so
involved.
So here's the thing. First of all, I would like you to start referring to women as women and not females.
Okay.
Okay? That's the first thing.
Okay.
You got to shift that perspective because you only use the word female when you're referring to puppies and kittens. Okay?
Okay.
Not people. All right?
Okay.
The next thing you need to do is apologize to this woman. As much
okay.
as that grates you, I mean, just for me saying it, it grates the crap out of you that I'm even saying it. But you apologize
okay.
to the woman for the mix-up and the misunderstanding.
All right.
I don't think they're going to fire you, Vince. It would be risky on their part to do so for two reasons. First, you've been a very good employee for the last 2 years. Secondly,
yes.
you don't really mess up. So the fact that
no.
this happened and that you're immediately contrite about it, where you send her, I would email her, or if you happen to have her cell phone number, text her. I'm really sorry, you know, let's say her name is Sally. Dear Sally, I'm sending you sincere apologies for the mix-up with the key situation yesterday. I'm looking forward to resolving it and promise you that it will never happen again. Sincerely, Vince.
Okay.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is this does not say you get fired, but it does draw you up by the short hairs and make you a little bit more alert, a little bit more aware.
Mm-hmm.
So in the bigger
mm-hmm.
picture of it, it's a blessing, Vince.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, they love me because
I gotta go,
they
sweetheart.
Love me.
I got a lot of calls.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you
Do you
later.
Know how long?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. I've got somebody here from. Let me see if I get that 551. Oh, good. They called back. Thank goodness. I'm so happy you called back. Hello, 551.
Hey.
Who's this?
Hey, Rona. This is T.
Oh, hey, T. So, sorry, I hung up on you by mistake. Sometimes that happens.
I know.
So
it's okay.
I get a little quick on the draw. What's your question for me?
Do you think my test scores will be released to get an answer before school starts? Because I'm still waiting, and it starts next week.
So, okay, this is saying all you have to do is follow up, and that the answer to that's yes. It's that no one's trying to diss you or dismiss you or forget about you or ignore you. You just have to follow up because there's a lot going on right now.
Well, it was like a mix-up with the writing, and it was like I didn't scan the room, so it's going to take another week. But trying to see if you see me getting in, because I'm waiting
yeah,
for
this,
Louisiana.
This actually, yeah, no, this says you get in, but there's another follow-up with you that you have to do. So I'm giving you a task to follow up. Just say, I know there was a mix-up with my yeah. I know there was a mix-up here with my writing thing. I just want to make sure that my start date is still solid. That's what you send.
Okay. But I didn't get an answer yet because they're waiting for the release.
Oh, no, no, no. I would assume success, girl. Assume success.
Okay.
So what
is that
you do
Louisiana
is you...
Louisiana or Florida? Because I got two in Florida. I'm so...
I'm getting Louisiana. So that here's the interesting thing is that it says all you have to do is to follow up. All you have to do is follow up to get your start date. That's exactly what the cards are saying. And do not
okay,
be afraid to follow up.
I called them and they was like, well, we can't
email them.
They keep sending me email. Okay,
yeah, email
so
them.
Called,
and I would say urgent response needed or response needed ASAP on the subject line. And then
mm-hmm.
you send a, I know there was a mix-up with my assignment. I'm looking for my start date. That's all you have to say.
Oh.
So short, sweet. Okay? And then
okay,
let me know what happens.
For...
Okay, baby? All right, I got to go.
Okay, acceptance or denial letter.
Right.
Okay, no problem.
I'm actually, no, what I'm getting is that you get accepted. See, here's the thing, and I got to go because I got lots of calls, but I'm telling you, I almost used a bad word, they screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you follow up going, hey, I'm just confirming my start date, do you have that ready for me?
Okay.
All right, gal, got to go. Thanks. Okay, bye.
All
right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to the 727 area code. Hello, 727. Who's this?
This is Kate in Florida.
Hi, Kate in Florida. What's your question for me?
If you will confirm the direction on the closing of the house.
So here's the thing. There was something good that happened just a couple of days ago connected with this. I'm actually thinking that there was something that happened on Monday or Tuesday this week that firmed things up for you. And then it's got the number 2 here as the power number right smack in the middle of your cards. So I don't know if that's 2 days or 2 weeks.
Okay.
But what it's saying here is that you've been waiting a long time in a weird way for this to happen. So there may have been some conflict with the desire to sell or the urge or some sort of there was something with the protocol here that got kind of messed up. But now that's moving in the right direction in your benefit. So, all right, Kate, hope that's helpful.
It is. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, sometimes I go to repeat calls here and I don't mean to. I'm going to go to the 310 area code. Hello, 310, who's this? Hello, 310. All right, I can't hear you. You're going to put you back on hold. All right, I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203, who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Oh, hi, Victoria. What's your question?
My question is, I recently started seeing a new man named Rob, and I'm just wondering what you're seeing with him and I moving forward.
Okay, so as long as you don't push to be too serious too quickly, as long as you are casual with him, as long as you treat him more like he's your annoying little brother, the better. Because here's the thing. This is saying that that you have a tendency in the past to put all your energies toward one dude once you start dating him. And what happens is that energy scares the crap out of the dude, all right? So I'm asking you to not only date him, but I also want you to have other activities to do with other friends where he can be included or not, but that it's not you dropping everything to turn the focus totally on him. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Because the very first card in your reading is that this can be an amazing partnership as long as you look at it like a partnership and not like you're looking to define your life because you're now connected to him. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different vibration.
Right.
What it means is that you are being just as holding back as he is. That you know, the first 8 months of dating is to make sure that no one's a whack job, right? You know that, right? So
right.
The more you take a step back and you make it about, well, this is what it's like to be a partner with me. The best thing the two of you can do to test this would be to go away somewhere for the weekend, for a long weekend. Just say, you know, hey, I'd really like to travel and go see the water. What do you think about going, you know, wherever it is where the water is near you? But what I'm getting here is that you can judge more about people, about how they travel with you, than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it you know, it's like you're planning, you know, you're bringing the picnic lunch or what's going to go in the cooler, right? You're deciding where you're going to stay. It's you know, what I'm getting is that the more of an adventure that you can have, the better it's going to be for you guys moving forward. So the more new things you do together, the more he's going to identify those things with you. So something as simple as going to the grocery store with him, he now is going to start looking at the grocery store differently because he went with you. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this has possibilities as long as you treat this as casually as you possibly can for these first 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and
I've
definitely been trying to do that for sure.
Awesome. Great to hear from you again.
All right, thanks.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anne in California.
Oh, hi, Anne. What's your question?
I have been looking for the breadcrumbs, and I'm ready to embark on a new adventure, and I'm not seeing them, or I haven't found them yet, or I'm not open. I mean, I say I'm open to all signs.
Okay, so this sounds more like a full reading to me than it sounds like a 2 or 3 minute answer to your question. Can I get a specific subject to give you a breadcrumb with? Because what you're asking needs a full session.
The first breadcrumb would be connect to a job and a new place to live.
Okay, that's two questions. Which one?
Well, I think they're connected.
Okay, because according to this, it says that the new beginning is going to be by you making a decision to be where you want to be first.
Mm.
So
okay.
let's say you live in Phoenix, Arizona now, and you want to live by the beach. All right, let's just say that's the thing. So what you do is you make weekend trips to the beach and you look for the opportunity, or actually say go on a Wednesday, come back on a Friday. You make trips where you actually can meet people in person that could hook you up with the right kind of job. Now, we're in a really funky
mm-hmm.
environment right now because of the whole COVID thing, and that's not a great example because everything in California, I think, is still shut down. But what I'm getting is that what I would do first, and I'm going to tell you this right now, I would go on my LinkedIn profile and start connecting
mm-hmm.
with every single person I've ever met in my whole life and all of their
mm-hmm.
acquaintances, okay? And I would put on my LinkedIn profile the kind of opportunity I'm looking for.
Mm.
So I would work your LinkedIn profile like that's the thing. Because what I'm getting here is, yes, there's a shift coming. And what I'm getting is that you're probably going to be in a place that you really like by October, which is only a month and a half away.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So that's my my scope here for you. But it is going to be a brand new beginning, and according to this, something you've never done before. It just, your
Great.
Background and experience prepares you. So, all right, Anne, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, let me see if I can get, Erico 702 here on the air. Hello. Oh, crap, I just realized it's the end of the program. Sorry, guys, I'll be back live next week. I just got on a roll, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional, medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystery.